You know, it's kind of interesting. When I grew up, I believed, and almost just about everyone that I knew believed that we would find all the riddles of food and the riddles of life and know exactly what to do by the year 2000. And wow, have I been amazed. In fact, I thought there wouldn't be much work for us to do. But actually, around the 1970s, along came a boy genius in Germany named Fritz Papp, Fritz Albert Papp. And he showed that food was no trivial little thing. You know, we all believed when we grew up that we'd find all the key nutrients, mix them all together in a beaker and drink them, and you wouldn't need to grow any food anymore. And I actually think a lot of Americans still believe this, but nothing could be further from the truth. You see, the hand of God is in the food, and the trick is that you, as well as all mammals, have what is known as a body of light. In other words, every single strand of your DNA is emitting biophotons. These are the most coherent forms of light yet discovered. And when you eat, you take from your food, assuming it's living food, you take from it these biophotons as well as caloric energy. So the concept that we would find all the chemicals and mix them all together, well, I'll tell you, in the early 90s, Dr. Papp completely burst that bubble for me. And so I learned that you cannot just, a B vitamin isn't a B vitamin. In other words, when we first made B vitamins and they would solve so many deficiency problems like pellagra and glossitis and just so many conditions, what we saw was that was a concentrate from living food. Then we got very clever and we could isolate and manufacture these compounds that looked identical from petroleum resin. In fact, even to this day, our vitamin B1, thiamine mononitrite, and many other compounds are actually produced from petroleum. And so you've really got a coal tar derivative resin for your nutrition. Wow. Well, we believed for a long time, and I have to use the word belief because there was no science, that this was fully equivalent to live source compounds. And of course, Dr. Papp in Germany, way back in the late 70s and early 80s, showed that nothing could be further from the truth, that you've got to get your nutrition from a once living source so that the biophoton emitters from that food will restore and maintain your biophoton activity. And so that led me in the early 90s to begin manufacturing only live source compounds. Now, our line still has a couple of test items or short-term items that are not from live source, but almost everything we make and everything we talk about on this show is from live source. And it has to be if it's going to bless you short-term and long-term. And one of the tough things is you look at something like lipoic acid. This is touted as a great antioxidant, and indeed it is. And, of course, all the studies on it are short-term. And, of course, what Dr. Papp says is since this is not from a live source, it's going to help you short-term. Maybe as much as a year or more, it's going to appear to help. But long-term, it's going to be a problem. Whoa. And so we should not be taking anything long-term that is not from a living source. And so that's what we're all about, and that's what we're trying to deliver and bring to each of you, live source nutrition. Now, Pop showed one more thing, and this is a bitter pill for American supplement and drug industry to swallow, and that is that small amounts of chemotoxins that accompany a nutrient for which the body has a high affinity can achieve extraordinary damage at the cell. And in other words, you really can't put talcum powder and polyvinyl pyrrolidone and mag stearate and other junk in the capsule to make it real easy for you to get it in the capsule and expect long term for this to be good for you. It's not going to happen. Okay, you're going to get harmed inordinately, and the tough part of that is when you get harmed, you're not going to ever be able to trace it back to that compound, because initially when you took it, it helped you. So you think you need something more, and you start escalating the number of supplements, and you're going to also, in many cases, be escalating the number of these chemotoxic tag-along compounds. In fact, a study done by UC Irvine way back in 1999, showed that of 196 products tested, 2.5%, 5 out of the 196 were non-toxic and effective. Those are pretty pathetic odds, and so that's why we would urge you over time to acquire what we call energy eyes so you can test for yourself. And more about that in another broadcast, but today, suffice it to say, that these super compounds that we all dream about being able to take, like alpha-lipoic acid or DHLA, which is the fully reduced form of alpha-lipoic acid, are now available live source. Wow.